we grow food on Mars? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Edward Guinan, professor of astronomy at Villanova University, answers this question.
Mars may become humankind's next home address if planned space missions to the red planet are successful. And one of the most important aspects of setting up a self-sustaining colony in the hostile Martian climate will be to provide a sustainable food source by growing plants in sheltered greenhouses. Last fall, I challenged my students to engage in a pilot study to learn how to do just that. The students planted, grew, and tested a variety of vegetables and herbs in the university's greenhouse using Mars regolith simulant, an iron-rich basalt with reagents added to closely approximate the chemical content of Martian topsoil. Based on Mojave Mars simulant developed by NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the simulant is 90% similar to topsoil found on the surface of Mars, excluding poisonous perchlorates found on the planet's actual surface, which scientists are working on removing. Tasked with growing plants that are nutritious and likely to thrive, my students included carrots, spinach, lettuce, kale, garlic, and potatoes, among others. For good measure, hops, an ingredient used to brew beer, was also included. The project, which concluded in December 2017, tested the plants in a number of growing conditions, using chemical and organic fertilizers, varying light conditions, and in comparison to identical control plants grown in Earth's soil. The winners, basil, kale, hops, onions, garlic, lettuce, sweet potatoes, and mint flourished. Spinach, peas, and potatoes didn't do well. The class taste-tested the Martian vegetables at semester's end and judged them to be as tasty as their counterparts grown in Earth's soil. Now we're testing how earthworms do in Mars soil. And for good measure, we'll try growing a grain, barley, to see if we can microbrew a Mars beer.
That was Edward Guinan of Villanova University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.